Hey, this is the Black Lex, also known as Dark Swain, the Irregular Man, and you're listening to the Irregular Man Podcast. The gift of being yourself is something that cannot be sold, cannot be bartered. It's the greatness that we must cherish because it is truly from God. These are the things that make us unique, that allow us to express ourselves to the world in most profound ways. And David Benner, in his book, The Gift of Being Yourself, has outlined quite a few things on how to best pursue this gift. The secondary title of his book is The Sacred Call to Self-Discovery. I often wonder, what does it really mean to truly discover oneself? What does it mean to have a sacred call? Does this mean that, in essence, it's something that we should look upon as a divine rite of passage? I think so. I think that in seeking oneself, you are seeking God, because in knowing God, I think it's paramount that you know yourself. And to know yourself, you must love yourself. One of the things that David says in his book is that knowing God requires surrender. And what does surrender mean? What does that look like? I think as men, and this is the Irregular Man Podcast, so this is really important for me to convey this as a man to other men. But I think surrendering is difficult for men because we feel as though it means that we must become weak. But I fail to see that, because in surrendering oneself, you're giving up aspects of your strength to another. Often you have to trust someone else in order to do this, trust that they won't take advantage of you. And that takes another type of strength. I think in surrendering, as men, we find that very difficult. Nobody wants to seem weak in any case, in anyone's eyes. I think this is why men find it so hard to share aspects of themselves that they hide from the world. They're afraid of being judged, afraid of being called weak, inferior, and this is in this world, I think we're really lacking the type of alpha male that we were used to seeing. But there's a type of toxicity attached to that type of alpha male as well. And a lot of times that type of alpha male was very abusive. And the abusive part is what I'm thinking that we really need to surrender and we really need to give over to God. I've had my struggles with verbal abuse, which I still do. And these types of struggles for dominance is what hinders us from really knowing God, because we can't know anything about God if we continue to hold ourselves hostage, holding our true selves hostage from who God is. Another thing that Benner mentions is that knowing God demands a response. And this means that I think from what he's saying is that we're responding to this call, this sacred call where God is reaching out to us and he's asking us to come join him and share with him this life that he's given us. So if we do not respond to that, then our greatness will be imprisoned. It remains imprisoned, rather. I cannot stress enough that we as men must be able to surrender ourselves to others. And we must be able to be seen as vulnerable to others. In doing so, in remaining vulnerable, we are basically negotiating within society. We're negotiating with others to see their vulnerabilities as well. And this is a give and take. This is sharing of ourselves. I think this type of sharing is required in order to advance to a more personal relationship with anyone. So if this is required to advance any relationship, then it must be required of us to advance our relationship with God. There is a divine self-revelation through knowing Jesus Christ. In reading The Gift of Being Yourself, I think Benner is asking us to welcome these vulnerabilities, because God asks us to become one with the real aspect of who we are, which is a part of him. I think that's a beautiful idea. It's a beautiful request from God. And if we look at in the words of Scripture, as Benner suggests, we can allow God's word to reside within us and change us, not from the outside in, but from the inside out. And this is how we must know ourselves and know the world, from inside and out. We start with God and work our way out into the world. I like to keep these podcasts short, under 10 minutes. So I'm going to stop right here. Please make sure to tune in. I do these podcasts each Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. thank you for listening to the Irregular Man Podcast. You can find links to more content on irregularman.com. If you'd like to follow me on Twitter or Instagram, my handle is @manirregular. Talk to you again soon. Peace.